Well, when Bob told me that he wanted me to give a witness for New Life, I couldn't have thought it was a better topic for me, honestly. And you'll find out soon. Everything for the past year has been just completely new, changed. And I'm so happy to be here today to be with all of you. My confirmation journey was about 10 years ago, and it's still pretty fresh. Like, I remember going to the different classes, and we had dinner with the priests and everything, and we got quizzed. We had a one-on-one session with, like, one of the priests. You had to know your stuff and everything. And, you know, just all this big celebration. Everyone was there, your family. You know, I think I got a new dress, too, and I got this Bible. It was my very first Bible. So all these wonderful things about the experience. Well, you know, I go home, and then the next day, nothing feels different. Like, did anything really happen? You hear all these fantastic stories in the Bible, like, you know, the Holy Spirit comes down, and it's this flame, and it's just, you know, fills your life, and I didn't really feel that. And I didn't for many years. I was just like, well, maybe nothing happened. Maybe it's just like, okay, now, you know, I'm a full member of the church, and it's part of my responsibility to be there and to take part. And so, you know, kind of went through life until about college. And that was really my first experience, just being out of my house, away from my parents. And that's really a different experience, you know, being on your own. You know, no one tells you to get up in the morning and go to church. It's really something that you have to figure out. Is it important to me? Should I go? So I got a little bit more involved, you know, in college. But again, I wasn't really open to the Holy Spirit in my life. I remember, and I'm very embarrassed about it, I had a dream one time that I was having a conversation kind of with God or an angel, and I told God, no, I don't want to do this, you know, because I was just too afraid. I was content just going to church and, you know, going to a Bible lesson or something, and that was really it. Okay, so I kind of go through school, and then a year ago, everything kind of changed. Not only did I graduate from school, you know, I was away from my parents, it was about an hour away, but I actually moved from North Carolina all the way to here, and everything happened at once. So I moved here the 27th of May last year, got married the 29th, we moved into our apartment that day, and then I started class, you know, that following week. And so I was really just trying to, like, find my way around town, find my direction, really, of where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be. And so I go to one of the Antioch retreats, and again, there was just a lot of fellowship, and it was just really wonderful to be with so many young people and to hear them talking about, you know, God and how he works in their lives. And sorry, I'm getting really nervous, but that's just typical. I always get nervous up here. You know, everyone just seemed to be filled with something really amazing. Like, you talk about people resting in the Spirit. And again, I didn't really get this amazing, like, life-changing experience. I guess I'm just very stubborn and, you know, not fully open at that time. It took a few months for me to start kind of realizing, hey, there's kind of a difference in my life now. I remember music. I'm not a musician at all. You know, you ask me to sing in front of the group, I'll clear the house kind of thing. But, like, a lot of songs would just kind of come into my head, and a lot of them were like, be not afraid. I've called you each by name. You know, I'm going to go with you. Come and follow me. So I keep hearing this and hearing it, and it's like, okay, maybe, you know, God's trying to tell me something. So I explored a little bit more and a little bit more, and I run into Bob again. Bob's just been, like, centered in my life at this point, and he mentions, I think it was Palm Sunday. And he said, oh, I'm going to the hospital, you know, on Easter to give communion to the sick. And I said, I'll go. And it's a little scary going to the hospital because you go in there and the smell's different. And you're visiting sick people. So people who may get better and go home, and some people who might get worse. And just the response from those people was amazing. Just their appreciation of you being there. Like, it was a Sunday, Easter, and we were the only ones visiting at that point. And it made me realize that this is something that I could do, that I live 5 minutes from the hospital anyway. This is an opportunity that has opened up in my life to share my gifts with those around me, especially those who are unable to go to church, to be with Jesus, to share in their faith. And it's been hard to say, yes, Lord, you know, work through me, but it's something that through a journey you eventually reach the point where, like, yes, you know, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And so, you know, you might not feel different after being confirmed, or even a year from now, but just like John said, to just be open and to let God work in your life, however God will, and to just realize that God will meet you wherever you are. So you can't run away and move to another state and think God won't be with you. God's with you always.